Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Samach Beis in Meseches Yevamos. We are going to pick up with a new topic. This is a beautiful daf, an important daf, the halachos of Pru Urevu. We're going to pick up with the new Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Aleph Amah Beis. The Gemara is going to discuss many things about the halachos of Pru Urevu, Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, how many children you need to have to fulfill the mitzvah of Pru Urevu. What happens if a convert had children when he was a Gentile, and then he converts? Has he fulfilled the mitzvah of Pru Urevu or not? First wide line, in Samach Beis and Aleph, will have machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in that regard. The Gemara will also have some beautiful agadatas about neshamos and birth. The first mitzvah of the chinuch, if I'm not mistaken, is the mitzvah of Pru Urevu, and most of the halachos that are discussed by the Minchas Chinuch are based on today's daf. So let's, Bezer Hashem, pick up bottom of Samach Aleph on the Beis. First medium-sized line, Zok Dehelege Misha, Lo Yivatel Adam Yipiria V'Rivya. A person should not abstain from the mitzvah of Pru Urevu, and that is having children. Elim Kein Yesh Lovanim. The only time that he can is if he already has children. Beishamei Yom Shnei Zecharim. Beis Shammai tells us it's two males. Beis Hillel, Zachar and Kevah. Shneimar. Beis Hillel's position is a boy and a girl, as the pasuk says, Zachar and Kevah Baram. Says the Gemara, Hayesh lo banim mipiri avirivya. Batul. If he does have children, he'll be able to be batul from piri avirivya. However, miisha lo batul. However, he should not separate from his wife, because our Mishnah just said doesn't suggest that he should separate from his wife. Rather, the Mishnah just says that he doesn't have a chiyuv for having more children. This seems to be a proof for Rav Nachman Sam Shmuel. Even if the person has many children, he should not live without a wife. Shenemar, our wife is our best side. Lo tov hayos adam levado. Without a wife is not good, the pasuk in Bereishis says. V'igadamri sa'amse hayesh labadim. Batal mipiri of Rivia, ubatal nami meisha. Some say no, that he could separate from his wife as well. Name it havet yuftid Rav Nachman of Shmuel. Maybe this seems to be a riot against Rav Nachman of Shmuel, who says that you're not supposed to be porish from your wife, even if you have many children. Says Gemara, lo, that's not what it means. Ein lo banim no seisha, bas banim. If someone does not have children, he should only marry a woman who's capable of having children. Yesh lo banim, if he already has children, no seisha d'lav bas banim. Then in such a case, he can marry a woman that's not capable of having children. Nafgamina, and that has implications, limkar sefer Torah bishvil banim. The Gemara discusses in Megillah on Chav Zayin Amid Aleph that you could sell a sefer Torah either to learn Torah or to marry a woman. What happens if he already had children? So then in such a case, if he has children, so then he should not sell a Sefer Torah in order to marry a woman who will be able to give him children. But rather, explains Rashi, six lines from the bottom, he should marry either an Akara or a Zakena, who will not be capable of having children, but do not sell a Sefer Torah for that. However, if he does not have children, so then in such a case, he should even sell a Sefer Torah to be able to have children. We had the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether the mitzvah Pru Urevu is two boys or a boy and a girl. Beis Shammai or Mishnei Zecharim, two lines on the bottom, Samach Aleph and Beis. My time married to Beis Shammai, what's Beis Shammai's rationale? Yafina Mimesha. He says, we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, Dechsiv, Bnei Moshe, Gershom Veliezer. Moshe had two boys, Gershom Eliezer. So that's the mitzvah Pru Urevu. Ubeis Hillel Yafina Mibriyasa Shaloylam. And Beis Hillel looks at the creation of the world that Adam and Chava were made. I think Rav Soloveitchik explained that based on this Gemara, we see that we are doing imitatio dei, we imitate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we imitate that just like God created a man and woman, so it's a responsibility for every parent to bring a man and a woman into the world. Ubeis Shammai lalfi mibriyasho shalom. Why did Beis Shammai not learn from Yisrael? Ain don in efshar mishi yefshar. We don't compare, says Beis Shammai, from a case that was impossible otherwise to a case that's possible otherwise. When it came to the creation of the world, God had to create a male or female. The world would not have been continued to be populated by humans. In contrast to, when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't a davar she'i efshar. And since it wasn't a davar she'i efshar, we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Beis Hillel Nami Kedus Gemara Saptapa Samach Beis Amid Aleph Lilfei Mimesha. Why don't we learn, according to Beis Hillel, from Moshe? Amir Lecha Moshe Midayt Yehuda Ovid. Moshe decided this on his own. What does that mean? Rashi explains that due to the Shechina that was with Moshe Rabbeinu, he decided that on his level, he was not supposed to be with a woman. Desanya, as the Braisa teaches, it's in Shabbos, Pei Zayin Amar Alv, Shleisha Dvarim Asa Meisha Midaitai, V'Iskima Daitai L'Das HaMokon. There were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with them. Pirish Min Yisha, he separated from his wife, V'Shiber HaLuchos, and he broke the Luchos, V'Hosif Yom Echad, and he added another day of the Shloshes Yimei Hagbala. Rashi points out three lines from the top that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said V'Kidashtem Hayom Machar, and Moshe made it 3 days of preparation before Kabbalah Sater. Pirish Min Yisha Maidarsh, why did Moshe separate from Sipora? Omar, he said the following Kavuchomu, my social Dibur Imam Shechina El Lefisha. When it came to Klal Yisrael, that by Kabbalah Satera, Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to them, just two words, right? He spoke to them, and they had to be Poresh, V'kavalem Zman, and they needed a special time to prepare, go to the mikveh, etc., etc. Amr Ter, and the Ter said, I'll take Shulisha, that they can't be together, husband and wife. Anishim yuchad lidu b'chol shah v'shah, v'lo kavali zman alachas kamel v'kamel. Myself, while Kadosh Baruch Hu comes at any moment, so then certainly I should not be together with my wife. V'skima daito iladas hamokam. And Moshe Rabbeinu's das was consistent with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Lecha mar lem shvu lechem lo yalechem, v'ata poi amoydi madi. After Kabbalah Sater, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, everybody in Klal Yisrael should go back to the tents, but Moshe Rabbeinu, you stay with me. So we see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, stay with me, because you're supposed to be Poresh from your wife. Shribes haluchais, my darish, when he decided to break the luchos, what was that based on? Amar. Uma pesach shuecha mishesh meos u'shloisha soy mitzvus amr teira kol benecha lo yechaboy. When it comes to carbon pesach, you're not supposed to be. It's not supposed to involve a gentile. Hatoyra kula v'yisrael mumarim. I'm about to give the Torah to all of Klal Yisrael, and they are rejecting their mumarim. They're rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achas kamen kamen stigim adai to das hamakom. That's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought. Dechsev asher shibarta v'amer shlokish am HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe yasher koichacho shashibarta. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yasher koich, good job that you broke it. Hoisev yomechel midaiti maidorish. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu decide to add another day for Shvashu Smeag? Bo, dechsev v'kidashem hayoim umachar. Hayoim kimachar. Ma mochar laylo imoy. That Moshe Rabbeinu understood, just like when it comes tomorrow, the night goes with the day. What does that mean? So when the Torah is saying machar, it must include the night as well. Af hayom laila imo. So too when it says v'kidash hayom umachar, it must include the night. Now which night is this? V'laila da idna, the night of today. In other words, today being Friday, Thursday night, nafikle, that already passed. Shmamina, so then how do you understand this? Trey Yomi, there are two other days, Levar Me'idina. In other words, there's another night that's going to follow, and that's going to make it a third day. V'skima daito l'das ha'makom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him. As the Pasuk says, that the Shechina only came down to rest 3 days later. D'lo shar yeshchina ad shabbata, because the Shechina only rested on Har Sinai on Shabbos. What's that referring to? Rashi says three lines into narrow. Ad Shabbat, Masecha Shabbos, Perek Rabbi Akiva, Gamrina La, the Ovud Prisha Ba'arba B'Shabbata. They were Poresh on Wednesday. Upirshu Chamishi V'Shishi Shleimim. And also Thursday and Friday. U'B'Shabbat Shar Yeshchina. And on Shabbos is when the Shechina rested. Hu Shlishi L'Yomim HaShleimim. V'Yom Rishon Lo Choshev. And the first day is not counted. Shaloh Yalailo Imo. That doesn't count because the night was not with it. Hence, you have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of Prisha. Now the Gemara continues with a different version of the Shita of Beis Shammai. Tanya Rabbi Nosson Omer, Beis Shammai Yoimrim, Shnei Zecharim V'Shtei Nikevos. That Beis Shammai is of the opinion, not like the way we have it in our Mishnah that you need two boys, but rather two boys and two girls. Minimum four children. Just got in by the skin of my teeth. I have two boys and two girls, and we married Baruch Hashem for 20 years. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Zachar Unikeva, and Beis Hillel says one boy and one girl. We don't paskin, of course, like Beis Shammai. Amar Ravuna, my time under Rabbi Nosson, I'll leave it to Beis Shammai. What's the rationale? The Chesiv, the Pasuk says, Vatoysef Loledes Es Achiv Es Havel. Now there are two S's on this Pasuk. So Chadal Darshan, the S, comes to tell us, Hevel Vachoysoi, Kain Vachoysoi. That the S is coming to tell us with each brother came a sister. Chesiv, Kishasli Elokim Zeracher Tachas Hevel, Kihargo Kain. That Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me other children after Hevel was killed to make up the fact that here we understand that he didn't have four. So we see that you're supposed to have four, and if God forbid one of the children is not alive, then there is a need for more. Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan learned the Pasuk differently. Adu Yehuda Kamodis, he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave him another son, but not that there is a chiyuv to have two boys along with two girls. Tanya Dukhrem Nasanar Beshami Am Zachar Nikeva, the version that we have of our Mishnah, Beshami holds a boy and a girl. We still Amrim O Zachar Nikeva. This version has Beis Hillel saying, Beis Shammai in our Mishnah said you need two boys. Here you have Beis Shammai saying you need a boy and a girl, and Beis Hillel says either a boy or a girl. Very different than our Mishnah. Amarava may time into Rabbi Nasan. What's Rabbi Nasan's logic? I'll leave Beis Hillel that just a boy and a girl is Mekayim Peruv. Ushinemar, Loisayu Vera Lesheves Yitzara. That the world was not made to be empty, but rather it's made to be inhabited. And this is a mitzvah divrei Kabbalah that many Rishonim learn applies to women just as to wet men, and that is to have children. Vaha Avid Losheves, and he inhabited the world by having one child, and that's enough. Of course, we pass on the opinion of Beis Hillel, who says a boy and a girl. The Gemara continues on last narrow line. Itmar, a fascinating halacha. Hayilo banim bavyaso akum v'nizgar. A Gentile had children, a boy and a girl, let's say, according to Beis Hillel, and he converted. But Yochanan Omer, even though his children did not convert with him, kiyem pirya v'rivya. For Shakish Omer lo kiyem pirya v'rivya. Shakish says he does not fulfill the minchas chinuch. Deduces from this Gemara that we see from here that the mitzvah of Pirya V'Rivya is not an act of Kiddushin or an act of intercourse. Rather, the mitzvah is that there are children in the world that are connected to him, biologically connected to him. Therefore, even though the Goy was not a bar mitzvah when he had those children, nevertheless, they are biologically his children. Rabbi Yochanan Kim Pirya V'Rivya da Havile, they're his. Rish Lakish Omer lo Kim Pirya V'Rivya. So we just explained Rabbi Yochanan's position in response to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says the children are not connected to him, while Rabbi Yochanan will say that they are. How does Rabbi Yochanan understand the klal of Gershon Iskari Kekotan Shinola Dami? That's an interesting question. That's a nominee for the halacha of the daily daf, that above Tafik. Let's continue on. Va'azdul Tamayu, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are consistent with their positions. Ditmar, Hayilo Banim Biyoso Akum V'Nizgayr. He had children when he was a Gentile and he converted. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Ein Lo Bechar LeNachala. Rabbi Yochanan says that his next born, now he marries a good Jewish woman, this Ger, and then in such a case, his firstborn from that woman is not considered his Bechar LeNachala. Daha Havile Reishis Ono. Because his first strength that's referred to in the Pasuk, when it says in Parshas Kiseitse that the Reishis Ono gets the Bechar, that wasn't his first strength. His first strength was a Gentile child. Reish Lakish Omer Yesh Lo Bechar LeNachla. Gershon Iskari Kekotan Sheino LaDami. Utzricha, and we need both cases. Diashmina Bahai Kamaisa. If we would only mention the case that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's already fulfilled Puruvu. Bahai Kam Rabbi Yochanan Shum Bei Karanami B'nei Piri V'Rivininu. That even when he was a Gentile, he has a chiyuv of Puruvu. The Gemara is going to elaborate in a moment on that idea. Avalinya Nachla de Labane Nachla Ninu. But when it comes to inheritance, where there isn't a halacha of Nachla when it comes to Gentiles. The Gemara in Kedushin on Yud Zayinam says that even though a Gentile inherits his father Divrei Torah, however, there isn't the halacha of a Bechar taking Pi Shnaim. So therefore, there is no halacha Bechar Lenachla. Eimah Modilei Reish Lakish. I would have thought that maybe we would have conceded to Reish Lakish. V'atmar Baha. And maybe if we had only mentioned the case of Nachla, Baha Kam Reish Lakish, only their Reish Lakish would say it. But when it comes to Pruavu, Aval Bahi, model of Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe we would say like Rabbi Yochanan that he fulfilled it. Tzricha. Therefore, we need both cases. Since Goyim also on some level have the mitzvah pruervu that we'll discuss later on, so then maybe he would be considered as if now that he's a true, he also fulfilled it. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked the kasha on Reish Lakish. I'll prove to you that you fulfill mitzvah pruervu even if the individual is a Gentile, because the pasuk says in Malachim Beis in regards to Chizkiyahu becoming healed. Beis Ha'ishalach Brodach Baladon Ben Baladon Melech Bavel Svar Minchel Chizkiyahu Kishama Kichal Chizkiyahu, that we say that Brodach sent Baladon Ben Baladon. So we see that they're followed by their fathers. They're considered sons of a particular father. So we see that already when they're Gentiles, they're considered connected, and therefore you mekayim pruervu. Amalei Reish Lakish says Rabbi Yochanan, biyosan avdei chamis lechayis. The children are connected to their parents when they're Gentiles. That's true. Nizgayru, but once they convert, les luchayis. So therefore, there's no raya that the child is considered ascribed back to him, and therefore he has a new chiyuv in bringing children into the world. Amar Rav, hakol moedim be'eved shein luchayis. Eved is not considered as related to his father. As the pasuk says, shvu lachem poim ha-chamor, am adoyme l'chamor, that an eved is considered like a chamor, that there is no yachas with the father. That's why Rav teaches us. Meisive, the Gemara finds this teaching of Rav difficult, because the pasuk in Shmuel Bey says, ulitziva chamisha asar banim ve'esrim avadim. Tziva was the eved knani of Mephibosheth. Yevelez, the pasuk describes him as having 15 children. So we see that Eved seems to have Yachas as well. Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov, when the Torah describes his children, it's referred to Kefar Ben Bokar, that they're like a calf, that is a child of cows. Just like a cow has children, biologically, so too, that he had children. But it's not considered as one of Yachas. Asks Mari Yachi, if that's so, Hachanami. Hachanami here refers to the pasuk in Malachim of Baladon ben Baladach. So there too, why do we say that when they're Gentiles they have Yachas? Just say it means entirely logically. Shani Hassam says the Gemara, Diachsinu Bishmaya, because they are given Yachos with names. Uvishmadavu, in other words, he's called Baladon, Baladon. So therefore, that seems to indicate that there is Yachas. Diachsinu Bishmayo Bishmadavun. Vahachalom Mefarsh. But here it's not spelled out. Viba Yisema. Another teretz I could give you. Yachsinu Beduchte Achriti Bavuan Uba'aba Davuan. Because that there is another place where Goyim are given Yachas. Dechsiv. The pasuk says in Malachim Perik Aleph. Excuse me, Chelik Aleph Perik Tezvav. Vayishlochem ha-melech also el ben Hadad ben Tavirimon ben Chazon belech Aram ha-yoshe b'damasek leimor. So we see they are described as being descendants of a particular person, and we see that Goyim therefore do have Yachas as well. However, when they become Jews, their Yachas starts again and different. Another fascinating halacha, four lines from the bottom, Itmar ha-yilo banim v'meisu. A person has children, God forbid they pass away. Ravun Amar Kiyim Piriyav Virivyav, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Kiyim. It's Machlokasi Ravuna and Rav Yochanan, whether they fulfilled Pruervu. We pass on Rabbi Yochanan that there's a new mitzvah of the parents to have children. This again is a raya that the Minchas Chinuch brings, that we see from here that the mitzvah is having children in the world, not having done the act or producing children, but having children in the world, and if God forbid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them away, so in such a case, then there's a new chiyuv. Rav Huna Amar Kiyim, Mishum de Rav Asi. Rav Huna says, you fulfilled the mitzvah based on Rav Asi. Dama Rav Asi, Ein Ben David Ba, Achiyichlu Kol Neshama Shebeguf. Because there's a concept of all the neshamos need to be created, and therefore, he fulfilled his mitzvah of creating that neshama. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there that the neshama not stay in the body for a very long period of time. Shenemar, as the pasuk says,
Ki ruach milfanai ya'atof. Uneshamos ani asisi, the pasuk concludes. So since he caused that the Shama be created, unfortunately HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the terrible Gzar Din that shouldn't be around for that long. Nevertheless, he fulfilled his mitzvah. Bi'erchan amir lokim per yivirvya, l'sheves yitzara be'inan. Because he needs to have the world developed, v'haleka. And unfortunately, this did not happen. Mesive, the Gemara asks the following question. B'nei vanim harein kivanim. We learned that grandchildren are considered like children. Rashi explains the kasha as follows. We're talking about a case where there was an offspring of a son or a daughter that passed away. And that offspring already had another child. So the question is, we see from here only if there was an offspring that the parents had fulfilled pruervu. In other words, that Reuven had a child. Let's even go back a generation. Yitzchok had a child, Yaakov, and Yaakov passed away, but Yaakov had a son, Reuven. So then in such a case, he fulfilled the mitzvah pruvu. Mashma, that if Yaakov passed away without a child, then Yitzchok would have a new chiyuv. That seems to be a raya to Rabbi Yochan and a kasha to Rav Huna. Ki tanya hi lahashlim, says the Gemara. That braisa, when it says that, we're talking about a case of where the grandfather Yitzchok only had one son. But then, from his offspring, he has grandchildren. For example, his son also has a daughter. So then, in such a case, we say, Banim hareihem, b'nei banim hareihem kivanim. However, the Gemara asks another kasha, two lines on top of Samuel Bezim and Bezim. Meisive b'nei banim hareihem kivanim, meis echa mehem. If one of them dies, oshnim tzisris, lo kiem pruervu. If one of the children dies, or one of them is sterile, so then he did not fulfill pruervu. So we see, not like Rav Huna, who says that even if the child dies, you fulfill pruervu. Tiyufta the Rav Huna, tiyufta. And like we mentioned, we paskin like the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that one needs to have new children. Reuven needs to have new children if one of his children passes away. B'nei banim areim kebanim. We spoke about the concept that grandchildren are considered like children themselves. According to some opinions, we mentioned that even if he has one child and that child has a daughter, so in such a case he fulfilled pruervu. Savar Abaye lemeimar bra lebra ubarta lebarta. Abaye thought to say that this, that the grandchildren count, is only if a son has a son or a daughter has a daughter. V'kol shekein, and certainly bra lebarta, that if his son has a daughter, aval. Brata livra, a daughter to a son, lo, would not qualify. What's the rationale for that? The Masifta Gemara quotes the Tosfos Chad Mikamoi as saying that boys are advantageous for girls. I'm not so sure that it's easier to raise boys than it is to raise girls. And what exactly that means, obviously, doesn't mean in a literal sense, because every neshama is holy and special, could be connected to the meaning of the Mishnayis and the end of Horios Vameivin Yavin. But either way, this is the Havamina, the Gemara, that if a son has a daughter, it would not count. It's not dependent on any variable except whether you're bringing a child, a children of a man and a woman into the world, so that the world will be able to continue to grow. And you've got that. Dekula alma mias, but everybody agrees, tre michad lo, that if you have two that comes from one, then in such a case, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. In other words, that if you have one son who has a son and a daughter, in such a case, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. But rather, according to this age, we think, we're talking about where you have a son from a grandfather. Again, let's use Yitzchak. And Yitzchak has two children. He has Yaakov, and let's have Esav do tshuva, and call him Ariel. So you have Yaakov and Ariel. Yaakov and Yitzchak does not have a girl. So in such a case, when Yaakov has a girl, then that would be fine. But if Yaakov has a girl and a boy, and Ariel dies without children, so then in such a case, then that halacha would not apply. Hence Gemara says, "Va'ikud the kuli alma mi'as tre michad lo." V'lo asks Gemara, "Vami le'rabban Rav Sheshes nasiv isisa." A man marries a woman, va'olid b'nei, and he has children. And what do we say? This was a statement that the Rabbanan said to Rav Sheshes, marry a woman and have children.
Va'amilu, Rav Shesha said back to him, B'nei Barti B'nai Ninhu, that the sons of my daughter are considered my children, and therefore I don't have a new chiyuv pru ervu. The Rabbanim were bothering Rav Sheshes that he still has a chiyuv to marry and have children. Says the Gemara, Hasam dechuyi kamat chiluhu. Rav Sheshes was pushing them off, but really he did not fulfill the mitzvah of pru ervu. The Rav Sheshes i'akar mipirkei de Rav Huna. But rather, Rav Sheshes was pushing them off because he had become akar, he became sterile, and he wasn't able to have children due to a fascinating story that the Gemara here quotes from Bechoros and Daf Mem Dalid on the base, that Rav Huna used to schlep out his shear, and people needed to go to the bathroom. Rav Sheshes was such a great Talmud that he held himself in to the point that he somehow ruined his sterility. Hence, Lav Dafka was Rav Sheshes saying he really fulfilled the mitzvah of Pru Ervu because you need to have one son from one child and a daughter from another child. Mark continues, Amar Le Rabba Le Rabba Bar Marmi. No, I'm also the Amar Rabbanim. How do we know this concept of the Rabbanim say, B'nei Banim Arehin Kebanim, that grandchildren are considered like children? Ilay Ma Dichsiv, Mi Dichsiv, if you're going to say from the Pasuk, Habanis B'no Sai V'Habanim B'ni, that the statement of Lavan, that he says that the grandchildren are mine. Elameata, that can't be taken literally. Lavan's really messed up. He also said Vatson Soni in last week's parasha. He also said that the sheep is his. Hachanami, would you say that that's true? Ela tiknismine. He means to say, well, it was once mine that you bought it from me. So too, Hachanami tiknismine, that you acquired it from me, and therefore you can't say it's a halachic statement. He's meaning to say, all of it comes from me, and you should show more appreciation. Elamei hacha, how do we know b'nei banim areim kivan, grandchildren concerned like children? The pasuk says, v'achar b'chetzron al beis machir avi gilod v'tel lo eskuv. The pasuk in Devarei Hayamim is talking about Chetzron, who's from the Shevet of Yehuda, who married the daughter of Mechir. Uchsiv mini mechir yardu mechokikim. Pasuk in Shoftim in Parak Hey says that Mechir was from Shevet Menashe. He had children that were called mechokikim. Uchsiv Yehuda mechokike. The pasuk in Tehillim refers to Yehuda as a mechokik. So we see that not only Bnei Shevet Yehuda are considered mechokikim, but we see also those from Menashe. So we see that the sons of the daughter of Mechir are considered mechokikim, even though they come from the father's side, from Menashe. But since they're from, the daughter's side of Menashe, not the father's side, the daughter's side of Menashe, and that is a daughter of Mechir, the daughter of Mechir is considered a Mechokik because on the father's side he's from Yehuda, but nevertheless he's still ascribed to Mechir. So we see B'nei Banim Areim Kevanim, even when they come through the daughters as well. We put a big period over here, and now we go back to analyze more halachos of Pru Ervu. Masnisin de Lavka Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah that says that if you have sons, so then in such a case you're able to be mevatel from Pru Ervu, is not consistent with the position of Rabbi Yeshua. The sign of Rabbi Yeshua, Amir Nasadim Isha Bialdusa, Yisa Isha Biskenusa. Even if he married a woman and had children, he should marry a woman again. If, God forbid, she passes away, or he was divorced, God forbid as well, that he should marry another woman. As we just spelled out. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Koheles says, Baboker zra'a zarecha v'lo arev al tanach yadecha. You should plant when you're younger as well as in the evening, in the morning as well as in the evening. Evening here, referring to evening in a person's life. Ki encha yode eize yichshar, a tremendous Muslim, you don't know which one will be successful, hazel ezeh, v'mshneim ke'echa tovim, or both will turn out well. You never know which is the child that's going to continue your tradition, your inheritance, your spiritual inheritance, and which one will be successful in many, many different ways. Rabbi Kiva understands this beautiful pasuk and tells to tell us something else. Lama Torah bialduso yomal Torah bezeknuso. Even if you learn Torah when you were young, continue learning when you're old. Hayelo talmidim bialduso yu lo talmidim bezeknuso. Don't be satisfied with that. You had talmidim when you're younger. You need to have talmidim when you're older as well. Shema baboker zera zarecha. Amru, they say about Rabbi Akiva. Here we get to another famous Gemara. Shnei Masar Elev Zugim Talmidim Hayala Rabbi Akiva, the tragic Gemara about Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, two groups of 12,000. Migeves ad Antifris spread throughout Israel. Kula Mesu Perak Echad, and all of them died at one time. Neshalona Gukavod Zelazeh, they didn't give each other the appropriate kavod. Vayolim Shamem. And the world was desolate, but Rabbi Akiva doesn't give up. Achaba Rabbi Akiva, Eitzor Avisenu Shebidarom. Vishanalahem, Rabbi Akiva went to our Rabbeim. We see Rabbi Akiva even went to them in the south and he taught them. Who were they? Remeir, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Azam, and Shemua. Veheim, heim, emidu, teira, oisa, shah. And they're the ones, excuse me, heim, heim, emidu, Torah. Those were the ones that built Torah. Osa, shah, tana, excuse me, the way read originally is correct. Veheim, heim, emidu, Torah. Osasha, it was those who taught Talmidim at that time and continued the Torah to flourish at that time. Even though there was a disaster of 24,000, Rabbi Akiva started with another five, but Osasha, Tana. We learned in regards to these 24,000 Talmidim, Kulam Mesuvi Pesach Vadatzeres. They all died between the period of Pesach and Shavuos. Amar Rav Chama Bar Abba Vitem Rav Chia Bar Avin Kulam Mesu Misa Ra. They all died also a terrible death. Mayam Rabbi Yochan Asachra. Sachra is a type of disease of the bowels, which is very painful. Amar Masna Halachka Rabbi Yeshua. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua that even if a person was married and had children when they were young, they should get married and have children again. Gemara now continues with a beautiful Gemara which buttresses Rabbi Yeshua's point. Amar Rabbi Tamchen Amar Rabbi Chini Loi. So one of the chiyuvim of having a wife, even when you get married, even if you had children, were married before, is because if a person doesn't have his wife, he lives without simcha, below bracha, without blessing, below tov, without goodness, below simcha. This is because the pasuk describes in Yom Tov to rejoice you and your family. And if you don't, can't rejoice with your family, there's something missing in simcha, below bracha. That bracha comes in your house, so you need a house which refers to specifically having a wife. Pasuk says, it's not good for man to be alone. B'marava Amri, in the West they say, B'loi Torah, B'loi Chayma. Without Torah and without a wall. B'lo Torah, L'siv, Hayim, Ein, Ezrasi, Vi. Am I like without an Ezra? And what's the Ezra? So that's Esalo Ezer, Kenegdo. The Ezer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes is the wife. That's how Rashi explains beautifully halfway up in the Yom. Below Choma, without a wall. Dechsiv Nekeva Tesovev Gever. The woman protects the man. So this is a very, very interesting concept, that the woman protects the man. According to the Marasha, it protects the man from his Yetzer Hara. Rava Bar Ulamar below Shalom. It will be Chaschel without peace. Dechsiv Yadati Gishalom Alecha V'fa Kadeton Novcha, the Pasuk in Eov. That is what creates peace, is also having a shalom in his house. Now the Gemara gives us another teaching of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol yedea b'ishtoi shi yirashemayim ve'ena pokta. If a man knows that his wife is yirashemayim and he doesn't have tashmish with her, nikra choyte, shnema v'yadati ki shalom o'alecha. It's a responsibility to make sure that there is shleimus in his house, and part of that is having tashmish. V'yomer b'shua ben Levi, k'ay v'adam lufko desishto b'shoshu yotzo derech. A person is supposed to have relations with his wife before he travels. Sh'nemar v'yadati gishalom alecha. Ask the Gemara, ha'mehocha nafka, mehosam nafka. Don't we learn out from another pasuk? V'eli sheikh chuka seich. Milame she'ishto mishtokekes al baila b'shoshu yotzo l'derech. That a woman desires to feel close to her husband before he leaves. No, what we're talking about is that even though there is a chiyuv in the first pasuk, that Veli Sheikh Chukas, excuse me, the first pasuk of V'yadata Kishalom Alecha, the email normally is a chiyuv to be Porish Samach Levesta, that even before the period comes, it's supposed to be Porish, but that doesn't apply if he's Yotzei L'derech. Now, this halach lemaisa requires a real iyun of how he paskin. The Kama. And what exactly is the amount of time that you normally have to be poresh? Ona, that's a 12-hour period of time. But we allow him to have tashmish, even though normally there's a chiyuv to be poresh, because he'll be poresh, he won't go to the Dvar Mitzvah if he knows that he won't be able to have Tashmish. The next Gemara is also a very, very beautiful Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, Hoe Vesishto Kigufa. A man is supposed to love his wife like his body, Vamechabda Yosem Migufa. And he's supposed to honor her more than his body. Interestingly, the Rambam has a slightly different girsa,
in the sense that the Rambam puts the order in the opposite direction. He says the first, Chayn Tzivu Chacham Shia Adam, he first puts the kavod before the love. And someone who directs his daughters and sons in the right way, and he marries them off at the appropriate time. And that refers to when they're still young. The Mefarshim discuss why that is important. Another characteristic, ha'oev es shcheinav, someone who loves his neighbors, does loving things for his neighbors, v'amekariv es krovav, and he brings close even those who are close to him. Sometimes we forget about the ones who are close to us. V'anose es bas achoso, very interesting idea, someone who marries his sister's daughter. V'amal v'sel al'oni b'shas dechoko alav, and someone who lends money to a poor person, the Gemara continues on top of Samach Gimel Medalf, when things are tough. Olov ha'kosov oimer, on him the pasuk says, "Oz tikra l'Hashem v'Hashem yaneh tishave elov v'yomer hineni." So these above things are extremely, extremely praiseworthy. It's very important for us to think about the words we speak about in the Shalom Bayis Shiurim, two lines from the bottom. This idea of loving one's wife like yourself and be mechabed her even more than yourself. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zochet to true Shalom Bayis. That's something that requires a lot of work. There are many, many beautiful shiurim out there on Shalom Bayis. I've given to the Talmidim. I have a couple of them on the internet. And I also have a CD of an older version of a set of Shalom Bayis shiurim. And Rabosai, it's something that you and I have to continue to make time and work on. And if we do, then Be'ezer Hashem, we will be zoche to v'yedata ki shalom o alecha. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Samach Beis in Meseches Yevamos.